you!
Scared you! For you!
I hate you so fucking much.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chainsaw Enema Show. I'm Johnny B. Ghoul.
And I'm Misfit Mike.
Tonight, Misfit Mike and I are going to be rating and reviewing another Wolf Cop.
Yeah!
This one released in 2017, 3 years after the first one. This was also written and directed by Lowell Dean. Emerson Ziffel was the effects artist again, which I was very happy about because he did a fantastic job with the first one.
Oh, yeah.
This is also a request from Misfit Mike's mom, Mel. So this one's for you, Mel.
Just want to say happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
Happy birthday, Mel. Hope you had a good one.
Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Yes. Hope you enjoy this episode. I heard she got quite the kick out of this one, Mike.
Yeah, she was very adamant that we do this one.
Well, we did talk about doing this one eventually anyway, after we did the first one, because we both loved the first one so much. I'm glad you loved the first one so much.
Oh, yeah, I thought the first... Well, there were parts.
Were definitely parts.
There are parts I liked better than others, but...
And parts I liked better than others, and this one as well. This one was one hell of a movie, and I'm just going to go right out and say it. I did like this movie. I didn't love it, but they did go above and beyond, and I did hear the writer-director say that he's okay with that. Yeah, he did go above and beyond.
Yes, he did.
More in this one than the first one. So let's talk about our top cast. It's most of the same cast. We got Leo Fafard as Lou, who plays the Wolf Cop. In addition to this one, we have Serena Miller, who plays Cat. Oddly enough, the She-Wolf.
Yeah.
She's a hard one to forget about.
She wasn't a wolf, though.
She was like a cat. She was a cat. Or a She-Wolf or whatever. Some sort of feline.
She was a werecat.
Feline, meline, turpentine.
You guys see what I got to deal with.
She did a fantastic job, though.
Oh, yeah.
For this part. Jonathan Cherry, who played Willie and Willie. We'll get into that one after. Amy Maticio again as Tina. I got to point out, Kevin Smith was in this. It was uncredited for some reason. I don't know why he was uncredited, because he was in it a decent amount. He played the mayor, Bubba Rich, was his name. And it was really refreshing to see him in a movie like this, to be honest. Yeah. And it didn't surprise me.
No, I mean, anytime I see Kevin Smith, I just have to laugh.
He's just that guy. He can pretty much play in any movie, and it's enjoyable.
And I had no idea he was in this one until I watched it last night.
I wanted to tell you so badly, but I didn't want to give anything away until you just watched
this movie. Yeah, thanks for that.
All right, let's just start things right off here. So, Mike, let's have it. I've been dying to hear your overall thoughts on this one.
It takes a lot, and I mean a whole lot, for me to watch a movie and say, what in the actual fuck did I just watch? This movie accomplished that. I liked it quite a bit. I think I liked the first one a little more, as far as the story goes.
Not much of a story,
but the first one, I think, had a little bit more story, in my opinion.
A little bit more, because you find out how he became Wolf Cop.
Yeah.
And this one, you already know he's a Wolf Cop, and there's a little bit more to the story, but it's nothing... I mean, for me, it wasn't anything spectacular or something that you really needed to know.
I thought it was cool that they brought Willie back.
Yeah, he's good.
I thought he was great in the first one, so seeing him back in this one, the way they brought him back was kind of odd, but we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot to this movie to really like, and then there was parts of this movie that, hey boy,
you'd probably enjoy a little bit more if you were high or on acid or something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, drinking some chicken milk.
Oh,
that was gross.
It did not sound appetizing at all.
Chicken milk stout.
For those of you who haven't seen this, keep listening. It gets interesting. It gets crazy.
Something.
But like you said, I did not like this as much as the first one. Not at all. This one was a little bit distasteful in some parts. Well, like I said before, they went above and beyond. And that's fine for some movies. Mm-hmm. Some movies it works for. But this one, to me, didn't quite gel together like the first one did. And if you've seen the movie, you could totally understand what I'm talking about.
You know what's funny, though? My mom actually said she liked this one better than the first one.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's subjective.
Oh, yeah.
Like we've always said.
Yeah.
Some people might like a better, I don't know, like the story to the first one. Like you said, there is a little bit more. And I did like that more. And I liked the whole transformation of the first one. You know, him becoming the Wolf Cop and not knowing what's going on. That stuff was interesting. And seeing how he became the Wolf Cop and what was going on with the town. It was all a whole new concept. We pretty much know what to expect after you've watched the first movie. You kind of have a higher expectations. I mean, you kind of can't help that when you're watching a sequel or even a prequel or, you know, a second movie, a third movie. And in this one, expectations were a little bit high, but I kind of went into it knowing we're going to watch a Wolf Cop kick some ass and there's going to be some good gore and ridiculous stuff happening. But I didn't know it was going to be taken to this next level was above the next level.
I honestly think the reason why Mom liked this one better than the first one...
Don't say wolf cock.
No. No.
There it is, right in the beginning.
Anyways, I think that the whole over-the-top gore and stuff, you know, whereas it was in the first one, I think it was more in this one.
Really?
Yeah, I do think that it was more in this one. And,
wow, okay, I can't wait to get to the gore meter then, because you know my expectations when it comes to gore.
Yeah, you're a gore whore. We've established this.
Thank you.
But because Mom likes movies like the Hatchet movies.
Oh, they're great.
And
stuff
you
like
know,
that's great.
Crazy over-the-top shit like this. So.
It's just fun. You know, you can't take it serious. It's just one of those... But, well, I can understand. This movie, you watch it, you're not going to take this serious.
Oh, God, no.
If you try to take this movie seriously, you should probably check yourself in a psychiatric center because there's something the fuck wrong with you.
Yeah. Yep.
This is just a fun, you know, get together with some friends, or if there's nothing else to watch on TV, put this on and have yourself a good laugh.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I went into this movie completely blind. I had never seen it before. Thank you.
You're blind now, aren't you?
I kind of wish I was. And again, with the first Wolf Cop movie, I had never seen it before. So now I'm scarred for life. Thank you.
One thing I gotta say, though, is that for the trivia, I tried to find stuff. There really wasn't anything I could find about this movie. It was a little sad because the first one had some interesting stuff that I found. Although that one's a few years older than this one. And yeah, like we said, the plot for another Wolf Cop is basically the same as the first one. It's just the Wolf Cop. Again, Emerson Zipfel, is that his name? He did a fantastic job once again in this movie with the practical effects. I thought the way that the Wolf Cop looked was pretty much exactly the same as the first one. There really wasn't much of a change except for the part with his pants off in the beginning.
Yeah.
They added some stuff, and they added
added some stuff, all right.
They added a new character, and the practical effects were really great. You know, there's some severed heads in the I mean, as far as the blood and gore goes, the most of it is toward the beginning of the movie and toward the end of the movie. Everything else in between is very silly, very goofy, and
disgusting.
Some of it will make you tilt your head and just kind of say to yourself, what the hell am I watching?
Yeah.
With that being said, why don't we talk a little bit about the movie plot? I didn't have enough time to watch and type up the whole movie plot. Plus, I didn't really feel it was that necessary.
No.
So there's like some things here and there we can talk about, but it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a movie. I mean, I will say it's exactly what I expected it to be.
And then some?
Yeah. But I don't watch these movies because I'm worried about the damn plot. They'd be kind of like, you know, watching what's a goofy ass movie?
The Stuff.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like watching that for the plot.
You think of, you know, another Wolf Cop, the movie Wolf Cop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say to yourself, oh, I wonder what the story's like or the plot or whatever.
No,
you want to see what the guy, you know, the Wolf Cop. You want to see this dude in action. That's the main attraction here with these movies.
And for me, it's like with any of the movies like this, I watch it for the practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
And the
cinematography was pretty good.
Yeah.
For the most part. It wasn't the best. There were a few parts that I thought were, you know, the lighting was a little off. But again, you're not really looking at movies like this for that nature.
Right.
It was done, you know, pretty well for a movie like this.
I kind of understand the whole, and I get what you're talking about with the red lighting.
Yeah.
I understand it to an extent because they're trying to portray a certain mood.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I just think it made everything look muddled. I would have much rather it just have been like, you know, regular lighting.
It felt like they were trying to add a different atmosphere at certain times.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work as well as...
Right.
At least I think that it could have. Overall, I mean, they did a good job. It was a fun little movie and...
Oh, yeah. No, I don't regret watching it. I mean, there's some movies I go in, I watch, and it's like, why did I put myself through that?
No, I mean, I'd watch this movie again. Not anytime soon, but...
Yeah.
The first Wolf Cop, definitely... once a year at least. I love that movie. This one, I could watch it for a laugh, but I think I gotta be in the mood.
Right.
Some of the scenes, because I watched it last night, some of the scenes in this, I completely forgot. I don't know how, because after watching it, I'm just like, how did I miss this?
Right.
You know, some of these scenes are so above and beyond and out there. I don't even think this movie is rated because of it.
Right.
Now, it's unrated.
How long ago had it been since you had seen it?
Well, you bought me the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And I watched it the year after you got it for me.
So
3 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, sounds about right.
It's not too long ago after it was released, because this released in 2017, so... Yeah.
I found a couple copies at my local Dollar Tree. I know why now.
I'm still shocked, though, you know, because I honestly think this movie is worth more than a buck.
No, I do, too.
But, I mean, I can understand it in a way.
I mean, I'm glad I got the movie. I'm glad it's in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
If I consider something collection worthy, then I think it's good.
Now, wait a second. You have Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
The Steelbook looks good. Shut up.
The Steelbook does look good. The movie, that is going to be a fun episode.
Wait a minute, you have it too.
You got it for me. I didn't want it.
Yeah, if I have to suffer, so do you.
No, the Steelbook looks very cool. The movie, though, a whole other story.
We'll get into that when we do the review.
That might be one of... You don't want to miss this, you guys. Moving on, let's talk a little bit about it. The intro really gets you pumped up. I mean, I was really pumped up. You know, kind of like it did with the first movie. You got these, four or five thugs that are driving this big truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're making a getaway because they robbed someplace.
Right.
Something like that. I wasn't really paying attention to what was happening.
I think crimes were committed and they're trying to get gone.
It's just really cool. You know Wolf Cop is coming and he just rips them apart one by one.
Yeah.
And the practical effects are great in this. He decapitates a couple of them. He puts his claw through the through the driver from the back seat.
Yeah, and punches him in the face.
Yeah. And what's funny about that, I don't know why this bothered me, but when his hand goes through him, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be able to scream at the top of your lungs if you had a hand go through your chest.
Don't try to analyze this movie. Don't.
I don't know why that bothered me. It made it funny.
It made it something.
It was great blood and gore. I mean,
the
blood and everything, too, looked like it was the right consistency.
Consistency?
That's the word. Consistency. It looked like the right mix because it looked really great in the movie.
Yeah, you know, it was really viscous. The
thickness of it.
Yeah.
And, like, the color looked great. You know, because there are some movies like this where the blood looks completely awful.
Strawberry Quick.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. That's older, but... But even worse than that, you know, for a B movie like this, you'd expect the blood to really not look that great. But really, that's one of the cool things that, I mean, one of the things that I find really interesting about a movie like this is that it's such a hokey concept and it's so ridiculous and stupid, but it's got some great stuff in there you wouldn't expect. You would think it's like a low budget movie, but this, it's got some like high quality stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the blood and gore is one of them that's so fantastic. And even some of the transformations that you see in this, like the first time you see him transform, it's just really good work and disgusting, too, the way they made some of it look.
Yeah, the way when he ripped his face off, that was kind of...
Slimy and gross. Or when he goes down on the cat.
Why?
We're going to get there.
I don't want to.
In this one, once again, it's in the town of Woodhaven. Now, the chief sheriff, Tina Walsh, is the only person that knows who some have seen as a cop that looks like a werewolf roaming around at night causing havoc. We all know it's Lou.
Yep.
At this point. But he is really her old partner. We know this. And Lou Guru. Once he was a useless drunk, but now he's got this, you know, super werewolf in powers and his transformation on nights with the full moon. And of course, he's enhanced by his alcohol consumption. And he can be a secret boon in controlling crime. Tina hates to admit, but does not encourage. And this one, she kind of pleads for him to stay locked up on these full moon nights. Because he creates too much paperwork and just causes chaos. But he gets the job done, though.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's one hell of a mess, but he gets the job done. Now, Lou's condition was a result of some kind of alien invasion of what are called shapeshifters who use werewolves as sacrifices. And you know this from the first movie. If you're listening to this and you have not seen the first movie, you must see the first Wolf Cop. I don't recommend this movie until you see the first Wolf Cop because you really need to know a little bit of the backstory. Otherwise, you're really going to be fucked up and confused by this one.
Did you know? Not to interrupt you, but...
No, go ahead.
There's a Wolf Cop 3.
They're supposed to be doing one.
It's already done, but it's not a movie.
Really?
It's a graphic novel.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I don't know if they're going to eventually do a third Wolf Cop movie.
I was wondering about that, because did you watch after the credits?
Yeah.
Because after, it says that he'll return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was curious. I was looking for it last night because I honestly wouldn't mind doing a third one of these.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't mind it either. I mean, when you hear Wolf Cop, if you think comic book, it's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Makes sense. But when you think of it as a movie, it's like, really? I got to see this, you know, but it makes sense for them to do a graphic novel, but to follow it up after two movies is a little weird.
Right. Like I said, they may end up doing another movie, but I just had a thought. Ash versus Wolf Cop.
Oh, God. No. They'd have to team up. Or it would kind of be like Ash versus Darkman, you know, or that sort of thing, but right. Only with Wolf Cop.
Yeah.
So they kind of have to, they're kind of forced to work together, but they really don't want to. Oh, I could picture that because you can picture Ash just saying the, you know, all these hilarious puns and stuff that he would come up with. Meanwhile, businessman and best-selling author of self-help books, Sylvester Swallows. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I caught it.
Again, some of the stuff in here is really dumb. Like, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, okay, ha-ha, you know.
He did a good job. I wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh, he was a great villain, wasn't he? I forget the actor's name. His last name was Bisson.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I forget the first
name. And I know I've seen him in other stuff, but I guess from what I understand, he's done a lot of roles where he played a good guy.
Wow.
So he was really excited about playing a bad guy.
He did a damn good job.
Yeah, he was like, I've been waiting for like 30 years to do this.
Wow.
And he's taken like different pieces from other villains he's seen over the years.
Well, that's interesting.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, he did a great job as a villain. I mean, he will really make you want to hurt him.
Punch him in the throat.
Well, so Swallows has become who many consider the savior of Woodhaven in reinvigorating the economy by reopening the brewery. So, I mean, what he is now calling Dark Star, I guess that's the name of the brewery. And I think it's the name of the hockey team, too.
Yeah.
With its first offer, being called Chicken Milk. I guess it's this new type of beer. They're like tall boys. So yeah, they developed them and using that new Dark Star technology and subsequently bringing a professional hockey team back to town. While watching this, that was one thing. Some of the stuff in this movie really doesn't make sense.
No.
The whole hockey team.
It's Canada.
It seemed like they just threw that in here. Just
but
for
it's
something
Canada.
Else. Yeah.
I mean, what is there in Canada? I mean, nothing against Canada, but it's hockey, poutine, and being fucking cold 9 months out of the year.
I like Canada.
I do, too. I didn't say I didn't like it. But, I mean, that's Canada. Blame Canada.
It, just randomly, like, just let's bring this hockey team in. And I watch the movie. You'll understand. I can't really... It's hard to talk about because it's so ridiculous. What no one knows is that Swallows has more nefarious motives, and he's got this end goal which only Tina, Lou, and Lou's old friend Willie Higgins, who Lou's reunited with after having thought he was abducted by these shapeshifters, and Willie's sister, Kat. And she's hiding her own secret. Nobody knows about it. They may be able to stop if they can only discover what's going on before it's too late. Now, that's pretty much the gist of the movie. Along the way, just crazy shit happens. Like, Willie's return to the fold is not without complications, though, as he's been seated with an alien that spends a good part of the film sticking out of his torso like, what's his name from Total Recall? Quaid. In addition to the alien impregnation plot, which is reminiscent of a Roger Corman-produced Carnosaur from 1993. Oh, did you catch that?
Yes.
Swallows throws in a cyborg named Frank for good measure, and he sends it on a killing spree at this local strip club called, was it Club Fuck?
Yeah.
they throw him here to draw the wolf cop out. Why send him to a strip club? I don't know. I guess it's just the hangout in town. For those who like strippers and boobs and blood, you'll like this scene because there's definitely strippers, boobs, and blood. Blood on the strippers. Blood on the strippers' boobs. It was very nicely done.
Say that 5 times fast.
So you got this guy who's going on a killing spree at the strip club.
Frank.
Strippers, boobs everywhere, and then you got a wolf cop. You play the rest out in your head. That's pretty much what happens. It's just chaos. And this guy, Frank, he's like this, he's like a cyborg, completely like made of metal. I mean, when the wolf cop's punching him and stuff, he's not doing any damage.
No.
It's basically like the Terminator, not doing any damage.
I thought it was really good special effects for what it was. It's not the best version of Frankenstein's monster I've ever seen, but...
No, this guy looked pretty hokey. It was pretty ridiculous. It kind of looked like a mannequin with goggles and a safari hat or something.
And that, like, pissed off freaking 5-foot-long frown he's got on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, it was creepy. It looked like something out of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
It looks like something that Charles Band would have done for one of the Full Moon videos.
I could see that, yes. So. I could definitely see that. This guy was very out there. So yeah, Frank's defeat comes at a cost, though, prompting Willie to drive the injured Lou all the way to Regina so he can get patched up by Willie's estranged sister, Kat, after this scene. Wolf Cop shows up with Tina and tries to take this guy, Cyborg, down. Doesn't do a very good job. Really bangs the hell out of Lou. Well, yeah. The Wolf Cop. What's weird about this to me is that he's the Wolf Cop and he's getting the shit kicked out of him. When he transforms back into Lou, he's still all banged up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That part didn't make too much sense to me. I know you can't analyze these movies too much, but that was something that really stuck out because that's been like a thing with all werewolves. When you transform back, your wounds heal, like, very quickly.
Well, maybe they were just going to look for something different.
It didn't make sense.
I don't know. I kind of thought it was an interesting new idea, and I kind of appreciated that. But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, you know, it was a little confusing. I mean, it didn't take away from the movie because there's so much other shit to worry about than that.
Right.
But it was just something that kind of stuck out to me a little bit. So they go and... Willie's estranged sister, Kat, he takes him there. And Kat, once again, fantastic job. Serena Miller, she did a really good job. Yeah. I looked up her IMDb and there's nothing.
Yeah.
She's done only a couple things and I've never heard of it. And she has no pictures or anything. So
right.
I'm wondering if she like knows somebody from the cast and she kind of like just got thrown in the movie. I thought she was really an amazing actress for, you know, not seeing her in anything else.
I thought she did a really good job.
And she obviously has a thing for Lou, and she can tell that what does she say? She says he's a lichen.
Mm-hmm.
So she sniffs him out, and she gives him a piece of this moon rock.
That he snorts like coke.
Yeah, and I guess she got it from the Apollo missions that she has. I don't know how she came about that.
It
didn't really explain it, but she has it. And it's an important part to the movie because this is where apart from him drinking and getting his power from like alcohol, this moon rock is like basically like cocaine to him.
But heals him up quick.
Yeah, it really did. It healed him up really quick. He wanted more, but she told him no, because if you have any more, it'll do the opposite.
Oh, God, we're getting to that part.
We're there right now. It's not. This is not only thing that does the trick. It leads to another Wolf Cop's bestial sex scene.
I don't want to.
The roles are reversed this time. Now... This is one thing that's... just like in the first movie, you had that sex scene. I mean, you find out she was a shapeshifter, but at the time, she's this beautiful black-haired woman that's like dressed up like Little Red Riding Hood. He's the Wolf Cop, and you've got, you know, wolf hands grabbing onto, like, human boobs. And this one, Lou's on the bed. She goes behind the divider, gets undressed, and then you see her throw her skin up onto the... And she comes out and she's in like full cat. Kind of reminded me of something out of the play Cats. She kind of looked like that.
I've seen Cats. I never saw one dressed up with six boobs.
Six boobs, six nipples. Yes, that was different. But other than that, like as far as her face and the tail and everything goes, it kind of reminded me a lot of something out of that play. Anyway, that's the closest thing that I can compare it to. But yeah, six boobs. It was pretty hilarious. And this sex scene was like times two of what the first one was.
And it went on way too long.
And you saw a lot. So you have this cat, this big cat with human Lou having sex. And it is showing her riding him, doing it doggy style.
That is funny.
Him going down on her. You don't see it, but you see it from her angle if she were to look down. And his face comes up and there's all this drool and shit and it's disgusting. And it gives you that idea. And the song that it plays, oh, it's perfect. I forget the name of it. I have to say the music in this is fantastic. I loved it. It was very, very 80s. It reminded me a little bit of like some of it, Stranger Things, Turbo Kid. Mm-hmm. If any of you are familiar with the Turbo Kid, I know everyone knows Stranger Things, but it had that 80s type of feel to it. And it was awesome.
I will warn anybody who watches this movie, when you come to the sex scene, put all sharp implements away because you'll want to stab your eyes out.
Oh, I was laughing so hard. I mean, I was screaming at the TV going, how do I not remember this ridiculous scene? It was great. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, I've seen some shit in my time, but I never in a million years thought that I would watch a movie that had that in it.
Willie's out there on the couch too, right in the next room, hearing
that
all of this.
That part was funny.
I guess he gave birth to his little Willie. Now we have to talk about this. Now when Willie comes back, he's found in a box from the very beginning where these guys he was chasing and killing.
Mm-hmm.
They had some big box in there that was like padlocked or whatever. Well, he opens it a little bit later, and it's this green. Looks like green jello. It's filled with green jello and there's something in there, but you can't quite see. You just kind of see like a shape of something.
Looks like Slimer.
Kinda, yeah. He goes and he gets on the phone and I think he calls Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's talking to Tina, something walks up behind him and he turns around and it's Willie. And he's like got this green jello all over him and I think he's nude. And Lou just punches him in the face because he scares him half to death.
I love what Willie said though. Some of this goo yours.
Yeah. Now, before we hug it out, you got to tell me, is any of this stuff yours? The dialogue was what you'd expect. It was kind of like the first one. A lot of it was kind of the same stuff. You know, it wasn't that original, but it was, you know, it was goofy and hokey. And
talk about getting probed.
Yeah, he talked about how the shapeshifters probed him.
He kind of liked it.
Yeah, Willie is definitely a character. I think I might have liked him a little bit better than the first one, though. But at a certain part, I don't remember where, he says he needs to go to the bathroom.
That was right after he was de-slimed.
Yeah, right after he starts talking to Lou. He said he didn't feel too well, and he's like, is it hot in here? And he's like, no, it's not hot at all. Well, I need to go to the bathroom or something. And he's in there for, like, I don't even know how long, because it goes to the next scene.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come back to it, he's, like, giving birth to something out of his stomach, I guess. Or is it his dick? I don't know. It's some weird little alien thing that looks like a big dick with a face that looks like Ron Jeremy.
See,
or Mario from Mario Brothers, yeah, without a hat.
I think he looks like Super Mario.
It is terrifying looking. It's creepy.
And it talks.
And when Willie talks to it, yells at it, and smacks it, those parts are funny, but It's so stupid. I like it, but I don't at the same time. The concept was really dumb, you know, with the direction they took here. It was just, I don't know. Maybe it was because after they did the first Wolf Cop, the people who put the movie out wanted them to do another one right directly after this one.
Right.
So they didn't even really have much time or even planned on doing another Wolf Cop. I mean, for throwing it together, this one took 17 days to film too, I think.
Right.
So I think for just the amount of time that they had, all this limited time, and with coming up with a story like this, you know, I mean, it's not bad, but maybe that's why it's not great.
I don't know, man. I mean...
Because I think that they would have come up with something better if they had a little bit more time other than these weird little penis-looking aliens they're giving birth to. And it's from the chicken milk.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, they drink this stuff. Well, the Swallows guy has some device or something that goes off. It looks kind of like a fidget spinners. It looks like a lit up fidget spinner or something. And it goes off. And as it goes off, they start like giving birth to these like weird looking shapeshifter creature looking penis alien things that come out of their stomachs.
As one tends to do.
It's so weird. Even talking about it, it's like, really?
This is a movie like... If one was to take a lot of acid and then try to create a movie, I think it'd be somewhere around close to this.
Very close, yeah.
And not necessarily saying that's a bad thing.
The more I keep going on about it, the more ridiculous it sounds. I mean, watching it's one thing, but as we're talking about it, it's like, oh my God, people listening to this are probably like, what the fuck, man? What did you watch?
And the whole thing is that if Johnny would have never mentioned this movie, I probably would have never watched it. Because
welcome.
I mean, it's not generally like I'm not actively looking around and see a movie called Another Wolf Cop and be like, I have to watch that. So
you would have watched it eventually.
I don't think I would.
You
I really
got
don't.
Bored.
I really don't think I would have watched it.
Dude, you watched Rubber. You're going to watch Hubcap.
I said I was thinking about watching Hubcap, and I watched Rubber because...
It was there.
Shut up.
This movie would have been there. I think you would have watched it.
And you need but to
besides
watch...
Besides the point.
You need to watch Rubber, damn it.
Besides the point. Okay, so let's get back to it. So Willie has a Willie, and it's fucking weird. After they have weird, crazy cat-human sex... Willie's on the couch freaking out. He gives birth. I guess it detaches from him finally. It got loose. So as they come out of the bedroom, he mentions to them that it's loose. It attacks Lou, bites him. Yeah, bites him there, bites him on the leg. And he's like punching it, and then it gets away.
The scream he was doing.
Oh my. Lou, the character Lou is, I mean, he's still fun to, he was just as fun to watch in this as he was in the first one. He's a great actor.
Did you see that part in the special features where he was saying that the guy who's controlling the alien puppet that was biting the junk actually punched him in the balls a couple of times doing that part?
I did. The special features were cool. They weren't that long. They were like, what, there's like maybe 4 or 5 different features on there. And they were like 4 or 5 minutes each long.
I think maybe through all of them, you could watch them all in 20 minutes, half an hour.
They weren't bad.
They were good for what they were. It's kind of the opposite of Jaws. You know, I wish there would have been more. I don't know. I mean, considering, you know, the budget that they had and whatever, I wasn't surprised when there wasn't a lot of, you know, special features. And again, for what little bit there was, it was good. And it was nice to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gone without watching them carry around the giant wolf cock everywhere, but...
And they did mention, just like in the first one, that everyone had a terrific time, that when they wrapped filming, people were sad because they wanted to keep doing this.
Oh, yeah.
That they had such a fun time, and it totally shows.
This is definitely, you could tell this is a labor of love, this and the first one.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of the best things about both of these movies is that there was a lot of love put into them.
A lot of love.
I knew as soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew I shouldn't say it.
That's what she said.
Oh, God, here we go.
Now, this moon dust also comes in handy at the final showdown. Since Lou needs all the help he can get for this showdown with Swallows at the Dark Star Arena, because that's where it's really cool. It's at this big arena, hockey arena, where the whole shebang comes to a head, and the film ends with a bloody bang. Now, Kevin Smith's character, he wasn't in it that much, but he's in it throughout. When Swallows calls him into the arena, he's already drinking the chicken milk and they're chatting, and he said he wanted to show him what they've been working on. And when he shows him, he takes out that little fidget thing. And Kevin Smith starts having these pains, and then bam, a little Kevin Smith
alien
looking penis thing comes out of his stomach, but starts attacking him. And then Kevin Smith's character starts punching it, and he's like, no, get it off. And that part was pretty fun to watch. And then it ends up biting him on the neck, killing him. And that's that, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how the shapeshifters evolve. The humans give birth to the shapeshifters, I guess.
That's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's definitely something. But the showdown, I have to say, probably the best part of the movie.
Okay.
It was fun.
So we're there?
We're there.
So I can finally talk about this part?
You can.
Why the fuck was the old dude there with the sickle?
Oh, God. Dude, why was anything at this part? It made no sense.
I'm not trying to analyze that, but just like some old homeless-looking fucker with moonshine and a sickle.
It was because then you have cheerleaders that are there.
Yeah, three of them.
That are apparently modeled after, you know, the movie Slapshot from uh-huh. back. They're supposed to look like that because they got the taped glasses together and stuff. Yeah. I guess that was supposed to be some sort of homage. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they'd put it in a movie like this, but maybe someone's a fan of the Slapshot movie. I don't know. It was cool. The cheerleaders looked really dorky, screech-like.
I thought they were cute.
Kind of cute, yeah, but just kind of nerdy type, you know. But why the hell were they that, you know? Why are they there?
They were there to be the cheerleaders for the hockey game. There is no reason on this freaking planet that some homeless-looking old dude sitting there with a full-on fucking sickle and a damn jar of moonshine.
He just got out of work and he went to watch the game.
Don't
try to analyze. Yeah. I mean, like we said, there's a lot of really random things about
this. Also, why was Organo playing the fucking organ with no pants?
That, I really don't know. That was random. You do know who that guy is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who he was, but he's the guy who did the song. I think he did some of the music in the first Wolf Pop, too. But in this one, I forget the name of the song. Oh, well, I'll try to throw it on here. But it's the one where they're during the love scene. That song that's playing.
Because I was really freaking paying attention to the music.
In my opinion, I think that the score and the music is the best part about this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. It was very 80s feeling. For a movie like this, with all the blood and gore and all the updated stuff, you know, a movie from today that has that 80s atmosphere, it works so well, you know? Just like the Turbo Kid movie.
Yeah.
And all those other movies are Canadian. This is a Canadian movie, too. Yeah. I don't know if that's sort of like a thing, but Canada has one thing going for its movies. They got that because they got some kick-ass movies with some awesome music in it.
Now, you may know this better than I would because you were a fan before I was of the movie Summer of 84. Was that a Canadian film?
Yeah, it was. It was.
That had great music too.
It did, just like Stranger Things. It had that 80s feel to it. I loved it.
Yeah, that movie was fan-free. I just finally got my copy of it from eBay. So I'm super stoked about watching that.
It's a very
again.
Good movie. But seriously, these Canadians, like these Canadian filmmakers and stuff, they know what they're doing when it mm-hmm. comes to like the soundtrack and the score with these like horror movies. And,
oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you would call Turbo Kid a horror movie, but I mean, it's got some...
I don't care. We're still doing it on the show.
Yeah, it's got some elements, and the blood and gore and special effects are outstanding. And the same with Summer of 84. I mean, that's mm-hmm. definitely got some elements of horror. It's like serial killer type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's almost like Monster Squad, but with real serial killers.
Yeah.
Serial killer.
That movie was really... You know, you told me about it multiple times, mm-hmm. and I finally broke down and watched it, and I was really blown away by it.
Yeah. I'm glad you actually take my advice for some of these things, although you're never going to forgive me for Wolf Cop.
I'm glad that I watched them the same reason why I'm glad that I watched Rubber.
That's fair. So the end of this scene, okay, we're getting to the end here. Wolf Cop, I love how, because he's on the ice and he's playing goalie for one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently nobody knows it's Wolf Cop, even though you can see his furry freaking arms, fur coming out of the pads, and the fur around the mask that he's wearing. It's clearly a wolf. And no one knows it's him. No one is really acting like, oh, that's the Wolf Cop, because when he takes off his mask, all of a sudden everyone's like, it's Wolf Cop! Come on. on. That was a little humorous, though, you know? I think they did that on purpose just to kind of be funny. But anyway, so he's kind of disguised himself as the goalie while Tina and one of the other deputies or whatever is trying to look around or figure things out backstage. Willie goes up to the announcer booth, and that's where he sees, what's his name?
Organo.
With a top hat on, doing the announcements, wearing nothing but boxers, and I think he's wearing a shirt and a tie or something, but he's just got his pants off. And I think he even says, why's your pants off?
Yeah.
And he still doesn't answer it. He's just got his pants off. I don't know why. And then he, as it turns out,
he says... Maybe he's playing him with his organ.
Oh, God damn it. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. Only 40, 45, 50 minutes through, and there it is. Took you long enough. God damn it, Mike. That was a good one, though. That was good.
I try.
Oh, I hate you. But yeah, Willie even says to him, you know, why the hell you got your pants off? And Organi? Organic?
Thank oregano without the Reagan.
Organi, okay. Apparently, he says to Willie that he's the one who probed him. Willie just shoots him, and he kills him instantly. Yeah, instantly. I mean, I thought there was going to be a little bit of a scuffle, you know, like you kind of expect in certain movies. You don't expect someone to get shot that quickly, and boom, they're gone, you know, because they kind of set it up like there was going to be more between these two. But no, he just shoots him.
I kind of like that when they do that every once again in movies. They kind of did the same thing going off on a little side note in the movie Taken with Liam Neeson. There's a part in there, it's like right at the ending, his daughter gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
He finds his daughter who is she was sold to sex trafficking.
Oh, I have seen this movie. Yeah. Okay.
So he just like Liam Neeson's character, he just walks in the door and like the dude who's just, got his daughter, he just blows his freaking brains out. No dialogue, no nothing. I thought that was pretty badass.
Sometimes that is good because it kind of throws you off and kind of makes you sit back and say, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Moving forward now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing kind of happened here. Kind of set it up like they were going to have a little bit more dialogue between the two. A little bit more of like a wrestling scene or something fist fight. No, he just shoots him dead. That's that. And meanwhile, back on the ice, there's a whole bunch of dialogue going back and forth. But really, all you need to know is the wolf cop, doesn't he take the sickle too when he starts slicing everyone up?
Yeah, he's like, hey, can I borrow this?
And again, wolf cop does talk in this, but he doesn't talk to the point where it's, I can't believe I'm going to say this, ridiculous. Right. I mean, it is ridiculous, but it's not overdone. He talks when he needs to, little by little, and it works for this type of movie. And I think it's great. The blood and gore in this was really awesome. There's just blood getting sprayed all over the ice. It looks, in some parts, it looks dry. It looks very real. It's really cool. Blood on ice. It's awesome. And he's just slicing up these hockey players from the other team. Oh, and I have to mention the one team of the hockey players from Dark Star?
Mm-hmm.
They're all cyborgs,
yeah.
I guess, or part cyborgs. There's blood going everywhere, so if they're all cyborgs, they wouldn't have blood. So I think they're just part cyborg.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a damn Zamboni with a fucking machine gun on the top of it.
Yeah, and it's there's this one chick villain in this who has this, what the hell kind of hair would you call it? Like a mullet type haircut? It's almost like Kid in Play's hair.
Yeah.
But slicked back into a ponytail.
Yeah, it's weird.
If anyone knows Kid in Play, I can't believe I remember that.
Wow, you're just pulling them out from freaking...
I don't know where they're coming from tonight, but this movie just has it all, man. And yeah, the end it ends in a bloody bang. The whole arena eventually blows up. I don't remember how exactly, because at this point I was...
There was bombs planted all over the place by swallows there.
That's right. And he planned on like blowing everyone up after the shapeshifters got loose or something like that. And swallows, he got blown up too, I think. Or did he get out of there?
I think that he got injured. When's that him in the after credits?
I thought so, but it didn't look anything like him.
Well, he got his face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So then that was him in the after credits, but then he gets hit by the car.
And the face lands on the windshield.
This part was great. Well, first, okay, arena blows up. Everyone's outside. the cat's outside, Lou as the wolf cop is outside, police chief's outside, Willie's outside as the place blows up, and I guess they're there until morning, drinking beer, and everything's all good, and they drive away. Willie says to his sister, there's a little bit of cat litter in the back there for you.
Yeah.
As she gets into the car. Some funny little puns here and there throughout the movie. Some of it's ridiculous. Some of it, it gets a few laughs. So then credits roll a little bit, and then it shows Swallows coming out of like a infirmary place with a nun.
It was St. Mary's Hospital or something like that.
And there's a nun walking out with him. He says something about face looks good, can't even tell anything happened. And she says something like, you know, go get well or something, get better. And he's walking away and he's like, I'm going to go. Or before he could even finish his sentence, Wolf Cop's car hits him. And boy, this scene was very bloody. Blood just goes all over the nun. And she's standing there in awe. That's it. That's the end right there.
No.
And, oh, the face.
The
face. His face comes off onto the windshield, just like in the first movie, where he rips one of the guy's faces off and throws it at Willie while Willie's in the car on the windshield.
I'm just making it worse.
Yes, one of the best scenes in the movie, I think.
Hands down, that is still my all-time favorite scene in either one of these movies.
I loved it. It was really different and unique, and it looked good. I mean, like I said, the practical effects are fantastic in this movie.
And
very ridiculous and over the top, but they really do look good.
And it's just so freaking hilarious, especially afterwards when the guy comes running out of the freaking meth lab with no face. Oh my God, I love that so much.
Well, first, doesn't he pop his head up next to Willie?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a face.
He's screaming.
Willie screams like a little girl. Oh, it's just, it's so great. So anyway, that's the end of the movie right there. That's really the whole, you know, you really got to watch it for yourself. But like I said, I don't recommend this movie until you've seen the first Wolf Cop. So at least you know some of the backstory and a little bit more about what's going on.
And I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you're looking for a heavy plot driven series of movies, you're not going to find it here at all, ever.
So you want to get into our ratings?
Sure.
You want me to go?
You go first.
All right.
First
it's ratings time. Here we go. So my final rating. There is some excessive gore and lowbrow humor, but the result isn't quite as effective as is in the first movie. This lacks the freshness of the original while throwing in too much poorly conceived absurdness that just simply didn't gel together. Lou's crazy sex night with the six-breasted werecat. Cat, played by Serena Miller, is worth a few laughs. Kevin Smith as Mayor Bubba was refreshing, I thought. You know, it's great to see him in the movie, though. I felt his character was a little pointless. And I felt that they could have done more with his character. The talking penile parasite that emerges from the stomach of Willie failed to make me laugh. But I will say that there were times his dialogue amused me. There were some laugh out loud moments. But overall, I felt this was just distasteful. It just seemed like bad writing to me. Maybe it looked better on paper. Maybe not. I don't know. And the finale at the supposedly packed ice hockey match suffered for having a crowd of approximately 30 fans. I don't know if you noticed that or not, Mike, but I did when he's up there talking and you see what's supposed to be this big arena full and it shows like half of it. And the way that they filmed it, they made it purposely. They filmed it that way because they didn't have enough people to fill the place in. That bothered me because it made the movie feel more low budget than it already was.
Right.
I appreciated the craziness of the movie and the absurdity of it all. Like I said before, there were strippers getting sprayed with blood, which was great to see. The Wolf Cop anthems were hands down my favorite. They were funny and also, you know, they got you a little pumped up in a cheesy 80s sort of way. And last but not least, the practical effects were just as good this time around. This gets a 7 out of 10. A solid 7 out of 10. I believe the first movie I rated a 9. I mean, I liked the first one way more. Way more. The story was better. It was a little bit more organized. Structure was different. There's so many reasons why. And if you want to hear more about that, go back and watch watch, listen to our Wolf Cop episode. So, Mike, what would you rate this?
I actually think that this is the first time I'm going to rate a movie lower than you. Not by much, but I am going to give this movie a 6.5. I think that the first one was better. Not saying that this one was bad by any stretch. Again, as with the first one, great cinematography, phenomenal special effects, phenomenal score. Acting was decent. I felt like there was a lot more potential for what they could have done. But all in all, I think it could have been done better. So yeah, I think a 6.5 is fair.
I agree with you too. It really could have been done a lot better. But it also goes back to the, you know, if you go and listen to some of the interviews with Emerson Zipfel and Lowell Dean, they did talk about how they had very limited time,
right?
And they did not plan a second movie. They just wanted to do the craziest movie that they could and right. planned on doing the first one. So, you know, I think for whatever rating they'd get for this one, I think they'd be happy about it.
Yeah. And I mean, again, this is not a bad movie. I don't want it to come off because I think this is like one of the lowest ratings I've given on a movie.
Maybe.
And I don't want to come off as, you know, I think this movie is garbage, because it's not. I mean, the special effects alone are worth the watch.
Yeah, but a lot of good stuff in this movie.
Taking everything to effect as a whole, the first one, in my opinion, is just superior.
With that being said, I totally agree with you. Just about on the same page. You know, I'm still waiting to where we get to a movie that we have complete disagreements on, because
that'll happen.
That's going to make for a very fun episode. But, I mean, like we've talked about before, we pretty much agree on almost everything we watch. We've got the same taste.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't surprise me. I had a feeling you were going to give it a rating around where I was at. Yeah. I did not think you were going to rate it any higher than a 7, that's for sure.
No.
And if so, I'd be really surprised and I'd want to find out why. All right, let's go down to our gore-o-meter. I felt the first Wolf Cop had way more gore, as well as more cringy scenes. And I'm not saying that it wasn't well done, I'm just saying that when watching this following the first Wolf Cop, it disappoints. Most of the blood and gore were toward the beginning and end of the movie, like I said before, so it's just really easy for me. It's just a 5. I'm a gore whore.
Yes, you are.
There could always be more, and I don't know, a movie like Wolf Cop, I feel like there should have been more scenes where it showed him ripping people apart. He did rip some people apart in the beginning, but I just feel like they didn't show enough of it for a werewolf movie, even if it is a Wolf Cop movie. But that's just my opinion, and it's subjective, and blah, blah, blah. So I give it a 5. On to you, Mike.
If I remember correctly, because it's been a few weeks ago, I think I gave the first Wolf Cop a 7.5.
It was a 7 or 7.5 because I believe I gave it a 6.5 for gore.
Now this one, I think that I will give it a 6.5. It wasn't nearly as gory and bloody as the first one, but I still appreciate the gore that they did in it.
Mm-hmm.
So 6.5, I think, is fair. 6.5 edging kind of close to 7.
I mean, it was done very well, though.
Yeah.
There was still some great scenes to watch. I mean, ridiculous, over-the-top stuff, don't get me wrong. But we always come back to it. It's no Terrifier.
No. And that's going to be the measuring stick of freaking gore and until the day we die.
Until there's something that we see that tops a movie like that, at least a movie like that where the practical effects are as well done as they are, then yes, that's going to be the measuring stick.
Yeah, you know, there's a good possibility with it coming out in October, the Terrifier 3 may end up getting an 11.
It's very possible. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be this fall.
Yes.
Because
October.
Just yesterday, I read that they wrapped filming.
I think I heard that it was supposed to be coming out the 3rd of October.
Sometime in October.
But that means October and September are going to be really great months for movies, because Beetlejuice is coming out September 6th.
Yes, we've got some great stuff coming up. So if this is your first time listening to our episodes, there's going to be some great stuff coming up. We still plan on doing the new Ghostbusters.
Yes, sir.
We just got to get around to it. We got some requests coming in and some really fun stuff's happening, and we're having a great time doing it. But we do plan on doing Ghostbusters. We're definitely 100% going to be doing Beetlejuice unless one of us dies or the world ends or something like that. And then, of course, Terrifier 3, we're definitely going to be doing that. that. Those are the three big movies that I can think of that we're going to be doing.
Oh, yeah. And then next week, you definitely want to tune in because we're going to do Renfield.
Yes, Renfield will be next. Stay tuned for that. So anyway, with that being said, do you got any final thoughts for another Wolf Cop?
I will give it a pass as far as watching it. I think you should. If you like goofy, the over-the-top, crazy-ass frickin' movies, you could do a lot worse. Go in with caution, though, because some of this shit will scar you for life.
Yeah, the intro there will definitely scar you. We didn't mention that in part of the plot, although I did say it in the beginning to you a few times. There's a part where, after the opening scene where Wolf Cop tears the guys apart in the van, he apparently is being held in some old kennel or something for dogs, cats, some sort of vet place or humane society. And the door that's keeping him in there is one of those like freezer doors. Like you can open it from the outside, but you can't open it from the inside.
A lot of good that's doing.
It didn't do any good at all. If he wanted to get out, he could. Plus, he could have crawled through that dog hole there where they handed him liquor donuts. There's still the liquor donuts jokes and stuff throughout here, which is pretty cool. Yeah, he goes back to that place after he tears those guys apart. And Tina goes there. And as she enters, he's sitting there in the chair watching. What is he watching? He's watching something on TV. Oh, he's watching some show about the guys saying that the guy's got AIDS or cancer. And as they're saying this, the Wolf Cop is laughing his head off, and it sounds horrible, but if you watch it, believe me, you'll get a laugh out of it. When you see what's going on in the atmosphere, it's funny. But there's one part, he stands up and he growls at Tina, and then she says, "Put some pants on too." And after she says that, it shows him pantsless with a big fucking foot and a half wolf dong just hanging out there.
Okay, so I went and saw the original cut of The Watchmen in theaters, and the character through that movie, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, the blue dangle.
The big blue dangle of death. There's a scene where he was coming over the horizon in Vietnam, and he is completely naked as a fucking jaybird, and there's like this 19-foot-long giant blue dangle from hell going on there.
And it's getting closer.
It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life, and I'm glad I didn't watch it in my IMAX, because I probably would have lost an eye. So
after seeing this one, would you say this one scarred you more?
A little bit. I've seen many of werewolf movies, and I've never seen werewolf peni before.
Did you have any what was a favorite scene or whatever in this movie that you liked? Did you have a favorite scene?
Yeah, when Swallows gets hit by the car.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, essentially through the entire movie, I wanted to hit him with a car, so. And just that, when the face lands on the windshield, I don't know why, but that always cracks me up.
The way it was done was humorous in a way. You can't take something like that seriously.
Yeah.
And if you have sixth sense of humor like Misfit Mike and I, you will laugh your head off at this.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. So my final thoughts are, if you're looking for a scary horror movie, this is definitely not it. There's way more comedy than horror to offer with another Wolf Cop. I cannot recommend this to anyone who has not seen the first movie. And with that being said, watch the first Wolf Cop. That's it. This was a fun episode. Again, this was a request by Mel. Thank you very much for requesting it. It was a really good time. It was great to revisit it, and we really hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you all for listening to our 32nd episode of the Chainsaw Enema Show.
Yeah!
You can listen to our previous episodes wherever you can find podcasts, and if you have any movie requests, we are taking them. So send us a Facebook message, or you can email Misfit Mike at
MisfitMike1986@gmail.com.
Also, please rate us and leave us a review wherever you are listening to this show. Don't forget to lock your doors and windows. Check the closet and look under the bed. Until the next time, I'm Johnny B. Ghoul.
And as always, I'm Misfit Mike.
And remember, keep the horror alive!